Hello, everybody. My name is Linda Austin, and we have 15 minutes of a podcast, and what I plan to do is tell you my entire campaign platform in 15 minutes. So let's get started. First of all, a little background on me. I do have an MBA, a Master's in Business Administration, and 30 years of business experience at 3M. Interestingly enough, the first several years were in a long-term dental research project, and I'm proud to say that I'm the holder of 3 U.S. patents from that research. My husband and I moved here to Sun City Shadow Hills 14 years ago, and just about the first day we got here, I got busy. I have been president of the tennis club. I was on the board for 6 years. I was on the very first ad hoc facilities committee, which would have been about 2017. I've been writing for The View magazine for 10 years. And I have to say, we have the most talented, amazing people in this community, and it's an absolute honor to tell their stories. Yeah, I am on 4 different advisory committees at the moment, and I am chair of the Information Advisory Committee, which is really responsible for a lot of the communication that is provided. We also are responsible for the website and did a major redo this year. I am on the Emergency Preparedness Committee, and I have to tell you, I am a firm believer and supporter of emergency preparedness for all of our residents. I have been on the View committee for 10 years. And I have to say, I have met so many talented, amazing people in our community, and it is an honor to tell their story. And I am now chair of the Ad Hoc Survey Committee, which I will talk about more later. So let's get started. And I'm going to do the one thing they tell you you should never do, and that is talk about dues. Well, we need to. Right now, our dues are $346 a month, one of the lowest, if not the lowest, in the valley. But I have to tell you, between inflation and minimum wage going up and just what everything costs, and the fact that we're now 20 years old and we're spending more money on upkeep and replacement, that dues just have to go up. Now, we want to minimize it, but it does need to go up just to keep up with inflation. A few mistakes I think have been made in the past when it came to dues. I think about 2016, the board actually reduced our dues by, I think, $17. I feel that was a big mistake. It's not the kind of thing you can recover from. We could have had smaller increases, but I think that hurt us. In 2020 and 2021, a rebate was given back to our residents, and I think that money could have been better used or saved for things that we're going to need. And it's interesting because other boards just insist that they don't want to raise the dues even a dollar, and it's just not realistic. Now, I am not in favor of big increases, but we have to be reasonable. I was just at a seminar put on by Desert Resort Management, DRM, and we were told that the average dues increase for communities like ours is 27%. Ouch, that hurts. But you'll be glad to know that our bylaws allow only a 10% increase in dues every year. So that's a little safety factor. All right, let's move on to reserves. And I have good news. If you were at the board meeting yesterday, you heard that the FAC, the Finance Advisory Committee, has been working hard on our reserves, just reviewing every one of those 858 components. They now have increased the reserve fund from $15.3 million to $17.7 million and are percent funded to 70.8%. So we are right where we want to be. Really, hats off to the FAC. A big issue for me are our contracts. And as you know, we have really, I think, five major contracts. First is Desert Resort Management, or DRM, Troon Golf, Vintage Landscape, Allied, Universal, our property protection, and the Tinley Law Firm. I feel like we haven't had a firm grasp on those contracts for the last several years. It is important that we obtain the data we need from the people. And when I say that, I mean particularly DRM and Troon, because in addition to what we pay for the contract each year, we also pay for salaries and benefits. And that's where I think there's a concern. So we need to carefully review these contracts and vigorously negotiate them. So one of the things that falls under those contracts is our golf course. I know the south course looks pretty good from tee to green, but just don't look at the sides because they're ugly. I know they've hired extra people to clean out the flower or grass beds that we have. But unfortunately, I think they've done a terrible job. They look all hacked up and empty, and it's not a pretty sight. Again, we need changes in the contract, not to a different contractor, but we need to tighten the contracts we have and do the same with management. Another subject, near and dear to my heart, is shadows. Do you remember the good old days when Shadows was open 7 days a week, when they did catering for our events, when golfers were welcome in the restaurant, and food and service was satisfactory? Well, those days are gone. Now they're open only 6 days. They're not doing any catering, and the food and service is at best inconsistent. Again, we need to really look at those contracts and management. But I do have a bit of good news. We do have a new food and beverage committee, which is called F&B. And I have faith that we can work with them and really turn around the Shadows Restaurant. I'd like to mention just something about communication, because I love communication. That's what I've been doing here. But I have a question for you. When was the last time you received an email or a podcast, or a website post from our board? And I would have included town hall meetings in that too, but we finally had one on Thursday about the pickleball courts. Or when was the last time our board asked you about your opinion, sent you a survey, or answered one of your emails? They tend to hide behind attorney-client privilege an executive session to the point where it's actually illegal. I think of myself as the Ronald Reagan of Sun City Shadow Hills. I want to be the great communicator. As I mentioned before, I am the chair of the new ad hoc survey committee, and this is something I have been working toward for years. We need to understand the demographics of our community. We honestly do not know how many people live here. Some people say 5,000, others say 6,000. We don't know how many are snowbirds, how many are rental units. We don't know how many people we have over the age of 90 who might need some extra help, or people under 60 who might want different music piped in, or, you know, or more pickleball courts. We are an aging community. And we need to understand that. It's interesting. I led the effort to start the Newcomers Club for our new residents. And what I discovered is that a fair percentage of the new members now live in phase one. So that tells me that our community is turning over. The thing I have most dear to my heart is strategic planning. So we would like to use that demographic information plus competitive data on other communities. We need to know how our dues and how our our reserve percentages and our amenities, et cetera, compared to all the other communities. We need to get a lot of information from our residents on what they want. We need to have surveys, meetings, and verbal input. And we need to understand and verbalize who we are as a community and who we want to be. Do we want to be the low-cost option in the valley, or do we want to remain competitive with Desert Retreat and Sun City Palm Desert and Heritage Palms? They have our Desert Retreat is brand new. They're going to be right next door with 1,500 brand new homes and landscaping and amenities. Sun City Palm Desert, when we moved here 14 years ago, they were an old community. Didn't want anything to do with them, but I'll tell you what, they have turned around. They have, you know, new, younger people, and they're putting money into their community to make them, you know, the new gotta-go place. And things like that have an impact on the price per square foot of our homes, our home values, and our desirability as a community. What we need to do, and I believe very strongly on this, is we need to create a plan for the future, like a strategic plan 5 to 10 years out. What happens now is we'll have one board who will spend lavishly, start big expensive lawsuits, and fund personal projects. Then the next board doesn't want to spend anything and doesn't want to raise dues, and we're kind of in this whiplash situation with, you know, so we never know where we are from year to year. We need to have guidelines for where our community wants to go, and that comes from the community, not from the board. And those guidelines would help the community, and they would also provide guidelines for the boards to follow. And we need to begin saving now. So if we want programs in the future, we have the money. And that leads into the five-acre parcel. I have to tell you, I am not a fan of the RV storage for 120 households. Why would we do that for just 120 people? We also have a big issue, and that is pickleball. It's crowded, it's noisy for the neighborhood, and they and the basketball court share space, which is not good. My suggestion, and of course this has to come from the community and what they want, is to move the pickleball courts to the 5 acres. They can make all the noise they want, and we can have more courts altogether. Eventually, I'd like to see us add a picnic pavilion and move the tennis courts and the bocce courts and the basketball courts up there as well and create a sports complex. I think that that would be really beneficial to us in the future as younger people move in here. And the good news is that where we move all these courts out of near the clubhouses, we can build meeting rooms. Now, that is not something that's going to happen tomorrow or in the 2 years I'm on the board, but if we don't start planning for something now, we will never have anything, and we want to remain competitive in the Coachella Valley. So based on my background, my work in our community, and our goals for our community, I ask for your vote. Even two or three of them is okay. Thank you for listening to my 15-minute campaign. Thank you.